Oh, I know. Talk about, you know, the time of year, right?
Yeah.
Well, the way to make sure our focus is actually on spiritual matters is to actually sometimes do the radical thing.
Oh.
Purge what is causing our spiritual decline. So it could be a physical thing, like maybe to get rid of certain movies or music, you know, something that we've come to cherish. Do we need to sell some things so that we can focus? You know, do we need to get rid of a friendship that's dragging us down spiritually? You know, Jesus was pretty blunt when asked about this. He said, Matthew 5, 29 through 30, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away.
Yeah.
It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
Yeah.
Now, is Jesus really saying here to maim yourself? That's not necessarily what's happening here. He is stressing to get rid of anything that is stopping you from growing in him, you know, whatever it takes. But there's a thought here, and I don't want to put limits on what Jesus said, of course, that if we need to, we have to take those drastic physical steps Jesus described if we cannot stop ourselves. Now, that goes down a whole rabbit hole I don't want to go down, but there are extreme circumstances that we should not be, you know, trained in theological purity that basically in the past some have done this where they thought to be more like Jesus, I have to hurt myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to go down that route. Instead, the thought should be to do the hard thing, to make sure we are in step with him. So whether it's setting up maybe a computer program like NetNanny to block foul websites and, you know, to have an accountability partner to, you know, either a friend or your parents, you know, that kind of thing. Do what it takes, no matter the cost, to be close to God, because there's an eternal reward for temporary pain.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. I like how you said that. Sometimes you just need to cut these things off. Like, not NetNanny, but I use this app called Freedom.
Okay.
And it essentially was made to block out, like, social media apps. For certain times, you can, like, have more productivity at work, so on and so forth. I used to block, like, anything that might distract me or whatever. And this Sunday was a perfect example. I really believe that Sunday is a day that we need to take to just kind of, you know, get rested and maybe spend time with God. And I was tempted to go to work. And so I get on my computer and I'm trying to do it. But there was something put in place there just to catch myself there. So it's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you need, basically, it's just making sure that we take all those steps necessary.